They all searched again at first light, scouting along both sides of the water. The level was already dropping, but it still foamed westward at a furious rate. Dean accompanied JB for a full mile downstream, but they came back with no good news. The water flowed into a great underground culvert, which was partly barred.
Never had a chance.
Took a mutie with him.
Dean shook his head.
Good way to go.
Ryan patted his son on the arm.
No, son. There's no such thing as a good way to go.
The sun refused to show its face, and the morning was dull and dank. A cold mist hung over the tops of the trees, draping down across the leaves like wraiths of Spanish moss. JB went out hunting with Dean, but they came back with only a single small rabbit to show. Christy found Ryan standing in one of the attic bedrooms, staring out across the overgrown garden toward the hidden stream.
Fistful of Jack for your thoughts.
Not worth half of that.
Abe?
Yeah. Seems that every time I cross his path, the poor devil gets badly wounded. And now he's gotten himself chilled.
We all do, Ryan, sooner or later.
Yeah, but Abe was so sure the traitor wasn't really gone.
Now he's gone himself.
Yeah.
Christy put an arm around his neck from behind, her face against his, her sentient hair seeming to caress his cheek.
Think we should go on back to the redoubt, to the gateway?
Make another jump?
Why not?
Because I'm tired, Christy. Tired of always running and fighting. Tired of seeing my friends dying around me.
Come on, Ryan.
She straightened and turned him to look directly at her.
Stop walking and you just fall over.
You want to settle?
Sure. Sure I do. I want that more than anything in the whole damned world.
Kids.
Yeah. That too. Before I get too old. Don't want you in your 80s before they're teenagers.
Them?
Just six.
All boys?
Three of each.
Why not?
She kissed him on the mouth, her tongue probing very gently between his lips.
Let's go downstairs, He-Man.
Sure.
Which way?
The engine on the WAG was struggling. JB had seriously fought to get it to fire, and there had been an anxious wait of nearly 5 minutes before it finally caught. Even then, the sound was worryingly irregular, spitting out great clouds of greasy blue-gray smoke.
Damp plugs?
Just old age and not turning over for about 100 years.
I know that feeling.
Christy smiled.
I reckon you might struggle and cough some if you didn't get turned over for 100 years, eh, lover?
Got that right.
It was the only light spot in a dreary and miserable morning. The disappearance of Abe hung over them all like a bad dream. Death had been a constant companion for Ryan from a very early age. It didn't matter how cunning and cautious you were in making sure the hooded man with the scythe only picked on enemies. Every now and again, a friend would embark on that last train to the coast. And it never got easier.
Which way, people?
Go a little farther until we reach open country. Take a look around.
If you like, my dear fellow, you could allow Michael and me to return on foot to the redoubt. I am cognizant of the entry code to get through the security doors.
Ryan looked around from the front passenger seat. Doc was staring pointedly out of the half-open back of the armored WAG, ostentatiously not catching his eye.
What are you up to, Doc?
Nothing, my dear chap. The nothingness is most important, my esteemed chum.
Ryan glanced at Christy, who shook her head and shrugged her shoulders.
Why, Doc?
Food is in short supply, is it not? Two less aboard will help that.
No. We stick together, Doc. We won't go far. Sounds like the WAG might give out under us. But if all's well, we could be back before dark in the redoubt. That please you?
I suppose it must, Ryan.
The road west, which paralleled the course of the stream, dipped into a tree-lined valley that was still brimming with early morning mist.
Looks like a good place for an ambush.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea to close the rear doors and man the LMGs.
The armorer followed Ryan's suggestion, and the vehicle was sealed against any attack. There were sizable pools remaining at the sides of the street from the previous night's storm, the water hissing and splashing under the tracks of the APC. The road slewed to the right, across a narrow bridge, then straightened again, going downhill, with trees jostling in on both sides. Ryan peered through the screen, the wipers going to clear away the rain that dripped from the overhanging branches. JB steered them along the faded white line, toward another bridge.
Doesn't seem to be much life around here.
On the right, they could both see the glint of water as they came down to the stream's level. It was running brown and fast.
Must have gone through that covert and come right on out the other side.
Ryan wiped condensation off the inside of the shield.
I wonder where Abe's body finished up.
Probably halfway down the sippy by now. Dark night.
JB wrestled with the controls.
Maybe we ought to turn around and head back toward the lake and the redoubt.
Ryan settled himself in the bucket seat, trying to find a position that was less uncomfortable. Their speed had dropped to less than walking pace as they approached a very sharp corner, with the road narrowed to a single lane. It crossed Ryan's mind that if the muties were still in the area, then this would be the time and the place for them to try to spring a trap. A tree felled in front and one behind, and they could all be in some serious shit. He and JB spotted the pale figure emerging slowly from the dense undergrowth at exactly the same moment. JB brought the wag to an instant shuddering halt. Ryan had his pistol drawn, the combat reflex cutting in, even before he'd recognized the skinny, naked man standing 30 paces in front of them, holding up his right hand. Christy recognized him from the vid screen.
Mother of the Earth. It's Abe.
One of the lockers inside the wag contained several items of clothing, and Abe was soon huddled inside a camouflage jacket and pants, with a pair of steel-capped boots on his feet. A stainless steel Colt Python 357 was holstered at his hip. Using a plug-in heater, Ryan had boiled some water and reconstituted some packs of Insta soup he'd found. Abe was hugging a steaming mug, his teeth chattering, his body still trembling. Mildred had given him a once-over, patching up the superficial wounds with a first aid kit from underneath the front passenger seat. He was a mass of cuts and bruises. Livid patches of purple covered his chest, where Mildred suspected he might have cracked at least two of the lower ribs. A huge bruise marred the temple, and another circled his right thigh. A flap of skin hung loose off his shoulder, and Mildred had managed to stitch it up. Dried blood was caked in Abe's hair and around his mouth.
Want to talk about it? Last we saw was you and the tall muti going over the edge into the water.
That's the last I remember.
Dean was sitting next to the gunner, staring intently into his lined face.
You chilled the muti?
I wouldn't know, son. I told you. Him and me went into the river 1,000 miles an hour. Dove under, hit my chest. That's all she wrote.
You must have gone into the cover that carried the stream underground.
Abe nodded slowly, his eyes far away.
Well, I seem to remember trying to hang on to some iron bars. Got tugged off. Dark. Fucking dark, friends.
Still, now you're back safe with us, Abe.
Mildred smiled.
A few days to sort of convalesce, and you'll be as good as new. Better than new.
I don't know.
JB patted Abe on the shoulder in a rare display of emotion.
Good to have you back safe, Abe.
Yeah, good to...
Again, Abe's words trailed off into the stillness inside the wag.
Screw this. Turn around, JB, and we'll head for the redoubt. No point going any farther.
Abe put down the empty mug and stood, a little shakily, and drew the gleaming handgun.
No, not going on.
Ryan shook his head.
Huh. You must have had a bad knock on the head, Abe.
Yeah, I did, but that's not all I got. I want to talk to you, Ryan, outside.
You need the blaster for that?
Oh, shit, no. Just took it out to sort of show I could look after myself once I get going on my own again.
Where?
I'll tell your father, kid.
Abe slid the 6-round revolver back into its holster.
You coming out for a moment, Ryan?
Sure.
Outside, the air smelled cool and green. Ryan leaned a hand against the cold, damp metal of the wag, his eye raking the trees for any sign of life. The trader used to say that you didn't trust anyone, especially not yourself. It was possible that Abe was going to betray them. Not likely, but possible.
Yeah? So tell me.
I got saved.
I know. You wouldn't be standing here if you were chilled, Dave.
I mean, saved.
By what?
By who?
What?
Ryan felt his head spinning, The conversation was slipping out of his control.
Look, I mean that someone came along and plucked me from the dark night.
You said you didn't remember anything. So how come
you fucking shut your trap and